There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From a returning hero trying their best to save face and likely doing more damage in the long run, to stars storming out of the company altogether on the back of dropping their titles. These wrestlers made no effort to conceal their post-loss freakouts from fans and their fellow workers. Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestlers who freaked out after a loss. Number 10, Jon Moxley takes aim at Kenny's botched exploding ring, AEW Revolution 2021. Jon Moxley and Kenny Omega's AEW World Championship exploding barbed wire death match at Revolution 2021 went out with anything but a bang. The loser on the night simply could not hide his frustrations over AEW's botched attempt to blow up the former world title holder. So before taking a moment to thank and praise those dedicating their precious time to supporting all things All Elite, the purveyor of violence did not hesitate in throwing the cleaner and anyone else involved in rigging up the sparkler-esque display under the bus. Declaring in a post-pay-per-view promo, Kenny Omega may be a tough son of a bleep, but he can't make an exploding ring worth a bleep. I've seen more dangerous bleep on ridiculousness on MTV. What the bleep was that? Needless to say, it was bleeping something. Mox wasn't the only one brassed off with the limp conclusion mind, with Omega also being said to have been furious over the fizzling finish that was met with a sea of justified boos on the night. Number 9, Jeff Hardy loses it over the length of his brotherly loss, WrestleMania 25. Getting to share the grandest stage of them all with your own flesh and blood had the potential to be a career highlight moment for the charismatic enigma at WrestleMania 25. Only by the time the dust had settled on Jeff Hardy's Extreme Rules grudge match with Brother Matt, it was evident that Brother Nero wasn't best pleased with one specific element of his losing showing. As revealed by Jeff himself during a sit-down with Stone Cold Steve Austin on his Broken Skull Sessions show, Hardy recalled that night being the only time things got heated between himself and his former boss, Vince McMahon. In Hardy's words, "I think he kind of liked it. He saw how mad I was because I was like throwing stuff and I was like, can't believe we didn't get to do the stuff that we wanted to do. We did plenty, more than enough, but still the passion within me really ignited that night after the match. I was really upset." Though, as Hardy noted, the pair were still able to fit a sickening double table bump and a ladder leapfrog fall into their brotherly bout, the fact the lads only got 30 minutes to shine clearly did not sit well with this extreme entity. Number 8, Brock Lesnar is furious with Cena's speedy recovery. Extreme Rules 2020. Despite being told beforehand that his loss at the hands of John Cena at Extreme Rules 2012 would still see him being somewhat protected by the fact Super Cena wouldn't be able to leave the ring without assistance post-bloody war, Brock Lesnar's conqueror on the night had strange other ideas in the aftermath. Cena took to delivering a bizarre promo that teased a spell away from the squared circle, something that he was reportedly not authorized to do. Sure enough, after absolutely battering his rival and then seeing his exploits be shrugged off not long after Cena's victory, Lesnar was said to have lost his cool backstage and ripped apart a dressing room. On top of this, the Beast Incarnate was also reportedly brassed off about Cena botching a spot that saw him go flying over the top rope and ultimately blowing out his knee. All in all, it's clear Cena definitely wasn't in this Brock's good books after such a grueling evening, with Lesnar very nearly walking out on the company once again there and then. Number 7, Seth Rollins had more questions than answers after a fiendish loss. Crown Jewel 2019. The fickle nature of Seth Rollins' loss of his Universal Championship strap at Crown Jewel 2019 was enough to leave the architect more perplexed than most. Rollins eventually revealed his true and clearly frustrated feelings on the Saudi defeat, and matter of being rejected by the masses towards the end of his run with the red belt, during his WWE 365 documentary. As he put it, people like new, whether it's a toothbrush or a favorite wrestler, they like new. So I understand, but I'm not going anywhere. It's a very interesting time to be in our industry. I wish I had answers, but I think I have more questions. Now Rollins is once again enjoying an undoubtedly popular spell within the WWE landscape at this current moment in time. It'll be interesting to see whether Triple H opts to dip back into this particular visionary flavor of title-holding ice cream in the not-too-distant future. Number 6. Bret Hart understandably loses it in Montreal, Survivor Series 1997. Bret Hart's justifiable meltdown in the closing stages of Survivor Series 1997 simply had it all. After being screwed out of his WWF Championship strap thanks to some real-life Vince McMahon paranoia-induced scheming, and the calling for the bell despite the hitman not actually tapping out to Shawn Michaels' version of the sharpshooter, Hart took to spitting in his soon-to-be former boss's face at ringside before smashing up everything in his path surrounding the ring. And miming the letters WCW on his way out the door for good measure, of course. Far from being finished with his nefarious one-time employer, though, Bret proceeded to hilariously deck Vince with a solitary punch backstage during McMahon's attempts to explain his controversial call on the night, resulting in a noticeable black eye for the boss, and another infamous wrinkle being added to an already historic evening of wrestling chaos. Number 5. Edge thought it was his day. Royal Rumble 2006. Not long after pulling off the first ever Money in the Bank cash-in on John Cena at New Year's Revolution, the rated R superstar soon wound up on the losing side in the pair's rematch over the WWE Championship a few weeks on. Far from simply being happy to be handed the ball for a measly 21 days, Edge was not shy about letting it be known just how annoyed he was about dropping the world title back to WWE's poster boy so quickly, explaining during an episode of WWE Untold focusing on his WrestleMania 22 hardcore bout with Mick Foley, that losing to John Cena made me mad because I felt like I was doing everything I could on my end, and I was very motivated. And then, in talking to Mick, I realized that he was just as motivated to get that moment and to help me solidify myself as a main event player here, to help me change the perception in the fans' eyes. And the pair's gritty show of shows war did precisely that, and then some. Number 4, John Cena was pissed over losing to the Great One, WrestleMania 28. It turns out that even a star as used to consistently dealing out the L's as the mighty John Cena can find themselves feeling a little irritated over losing on occasion. Go figure. And despite not openly admitting his frustrations in being made to lay down for Rocky before the Great One paid the favor back a year later, former WWE referee Mike Chioda shed some light during the Such Good Shoot podcast on Cena being very much sourpussed about having to job out to Rocky in Miami after busting his ass for a decade. But as Chioda would also note in his Monday Mailbag podcast, the fact Rock got to go around Cena first, despite the poster boy carrying this business for 10 years, resulted in the one-time WWE ref claiming, "I'm sure John was pissed at Vince." Number 3, Drew McIntyre tries to get Cardiff to sing along, Clash at the Castle 2022. Going out of their way to relentlessly build up the Scottish warrior as a returning hero of sorts in the lead-up to Cardiff's Clash at the Castle Principality Stadium spectacle this year, despite the star in question being about as Welsh as a plate of haggis, having to ultimately bow down to the tribal chief once again must have been a rather painful experience for Drew McIntyre. But still not quite as excruciating as having to witness the defeated former WWE champion quickly brush off what can arguably be classed as his most disappointing loss in a WWE ring to date in order to take part in some impromptu karaoke with boxing superstar Tyson Fury mind. McIntyre was clearly dealing with a sea of mixed emotions upon coming up short in his return to the British Isles, highlighted in the fallen hero awkwardly trying to incite a frickin' party inside of the packed-out stadium shortly after his undisputed Universal Championship defeat. One dodgy attempt to kickstart a bout of Sweet Caroline and a forced rendition of Don't Look Back in Anger later, Drew was mercifully allowed to exit the scene of his smashing at the hands of Roman Reigns. Number 2. Sasha Banks walks out after a title loss, WrestleMania 35. A few years before telling Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis where they could stick their women's tag team championships during an episode of Raw in May, that night saw the boss and close pal Bayley dropping those very same duo straps to the Iconics in a fatal four-way tag bout, with reports soon doing the rounds that Banks Banks in particular felt somewhat blindsided by WWE's decision to dethrone the pair after supposedly being told they'd be given a stronger run with the straps. With the boss explaining to Just Women's Sports Podcast the reasons behind her much-needed break from WWE last year. As she put it, it was from everything, from that grueling schedule and never getting to take in those wins, and understanding those victories, taking my losses really, really hard, and just being a baby. With Banks still not currently being present on WWE programming in the wake of her aforementioned departure earlier this year, it remains to be seen whether the undoubtedly talented star will opt to give the world of sports entertainment one last chance now Papa H is at the wheel. Number 1, Baron Corbin was devastated over the end of day's kickout before his loss, WrestleMania 38. It's not too difficult to see why Baron Corbin was a little bit upset over the fact his sacred end of days was notably survived for the first time ever at this year's Show of Shows. With Corbin noting on the Out of Character podcast, "I think for me, I would have loved to save that for a big match with Roman Reigns or a moment where maybe I'm getting an opportunity to win a world title, and we can use that prior to winning or something like that." Instead though, Corbin's all-conquering finisher being kicked out of was gifted to a Drew who likely didn't really need the rub, did he? And in the defeated heel's rather depressing additional words on the matter, "I mean, that was hard because that was kind of my thing. I don't have a list of titles, but it made it nearly 10 years, so that's pretty awesome. Justice for Corbin, I say."
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.